Sheikh, three good questions. The first, and I think it's very poignant for us, is Tarawih. What time can we pray it till? Is there a time limit involved?
Before I answer this question, I think it's very important that I clarify this point. That is, Tarawih prayer is part of night prayer. And night prayer is any prayer a Muslim performs after Isha prayer and until the break of dawn, until Adhan al-Fajr. So this is called Qiyam al-Layl, night prayer. Now, in Ramadan, it is the only month of the year that Muslims are allowed to pray in congregation this voluntary prayer. It's not a must, it's not obligatory, it's voluntary. So we pray it because Allah Azza wa Jal, or the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, prayed it three or four nights, and he instructed us to do so in order to get Allah's forgiveness. So, Tarawih prayer, time starts after Isha. It's a custom that people pray it after Isha prayer simply because they are in congregation for Isha prayer, so it is logical that they pray it afterwards. But does it have a time limit? The answer is no. So, if the sister who is calling, of course, she would pray home because female prayers are best prayed in at home, as the Prophet ﷺ said. So if she's at home, she prays Isha on time, but she has the ability to wake up at the final hours of the night. Is this permissible for her to pray Tarawih? The answer is yes, and it is far better and greater than praying it at the very beginning of the night. Okay. The answer is there's no time limit except the Adhan of Fajr. Okay.